Following talk was from the Foundation's 6th conference at Quinta in April 2015. This is Friday morning and it's the summary of the week and the vision for the future.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Are you enjoying yourselves? Yes. Should we stay for another day or should we stay for another couple of days? Yay! Right, who's going to pay for it? Yeah. Right. Now, the way things work at Quinta is that it's one group out, another group in. That's why we have to be gone at 9:30. So for some of us who will still be packing our coach later on this afternoon, we'll probably be seeing the next group coming in. So, but I'm sure they won't be as blessed as we have been this week. I mean, have you all been blessed? Yay. Well, we certainly have. I must say, out of all the 6 conferences, this is the one that's really sort of hit the spot. But for us, it's not just about, you know, what we've actually done. I know these little cliches are going to be pouring out of me, but it's all about you and the team. The way the team have worked together has been phenomenal. We've never had a team as good as who we've had here. And some of them... Yeah, give him a good clap. Yeah, another good one. Good. The problem is actually mentioning them all, because if I miss someone out, they won't talk to me for the next year. So it's best not to mention them. But just, I'll just like to mention just two, because they've only just joined the team this year, and this is David and Nancy. The fact that Nancy was given probably the worst job of the whole conference, and yet she never once came to me with any problems. So I'm sure she maybe came to someone else, but certainly... So, yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic, Nancy. And David, I mean, the way that you help Phil, you know, Phil hates audio. He loves video, but he hates audio. And he, you know, he's been agonizing for months about this conference, about the audio, and you came along, you know, just basically... from a standing start, just coming in and sorted the whole thing out. And it's so, you know, real big thanks for you two. And that's not to say I'm not thankful for everyone else, so you know who you are. And we'll thank just someone else or two others, because they weren't in the team, they were just invited guests, they're just like anyone else. But you know, what Ginny and Rosie have done to really add colour and, you know, sort of extra sort of spirituality and just, I mean, what they did last night with the angels, it's incredible, you know. And and that was it wasn't rehearsed, it wasn't part of the program. It's just that it was the Lord speaking to them even before the evening, to telling them that those wings would be needed at some point. So you know, last night was just so special. I suppose you should thank Johnny for that. He's at the back there. But right. Okay, so that's all to thank. I mean, we've got to thank the Lord for the sunshine. You know, I mean, those of you who've been before, I think we've been lucky to have one day sunshine. You know, from the day that we arrived, from Sunday to now, it's been continuous. It's just part of everything else that has, you know, the whole being sort of bigger than all the parts coming together to make everything just work out fantastically. The speakers, you know, the ones that we, particularly the ones that we brought in, you know, Rosemary and Caroline on Tuesday and Stuart yesterday, you know, I mean, they weren't your ordinary speakers. They were at the top of their profession. So what you heard from them was, you know, was what you're probably not hear from anywhere else. And I have to say, those of you who are expecting to hear Stuart again doing his Q&A on the audios, I'm afraid that's not going to happen. He's expressly asked that we don't record the Q&A because of the sensitivity of his work situation. So everything else has been taped, everything has been videoed, the recording should be available in 2 or 3 weeks' time. The videos, well, knowing my Phil, being a perfectionist in the editing suite, we'd be lucky to see the videos this year. But when they come out, they'll probably be up for a BAFTA or whatever, you know, they'll be, so it's up to Phil. So, you know, if you're eager, just I'll give you his email address if you want to plague him with requests to get a move on and do them. But so I imagine there'll be a series of DVDs, though. Also, I imagine there'll be some clips on YouTube that we'll send out every now and again, and we'll email you all to tell you about them. So. Okay, not up there. The just Hebraic Church. If you remember, it's a long way ago. Tuesday, whenever we started, this idea Hebraic Church, which is we sort of introduced the idea to you, and hopefully some of you have been mulling it over and thinking about it. And I've had some interactions with people who are basically saying, you know, we like the vision, we want to do something, we don't know what to do. You know, we're stuck in the middle of nowhere, or we're too old, or we're too young, or we're too stupid. I'm not looking at anyone in particular. that's you, Malcolm, yeah. I'm looking at someone. it really is a sense this is our sixth one, and we've never really had any call to action before about, you know, where to go next, because we don't even know if we're doing another conference, you know, it's up to what the Lord wants us to do. But I do know that if we do another one, particularly here, we're going to need a lot of help on the admin side, certainly beforehand, because it's too much for Monica and me just to do it. It's an enormous job. If we're here, it's because of the unique situation here, in that this, for instance, this is a sports hall. This is not a conference room. We have to liaise with the caterers. Rather than just leaving it all to a third party, we have to sort of sort out the bed linen. And, you know, if we went to a posher place, it would cost you more, but we wouldn't have any problems. So that's sort of one issue, and it's on your evaluation form, you know, to actually seriously consider or tell us, if you came back, would you come back here, or would you rather spend a little bit more and go to like Hailey or somewhere like that? Personally, with all the work that's involved, for me, that doesn't matter. I think for me, this is still the perfect place. That's just me, because they give us this place and we can do what we like. You know, we can erect tents out there. We can just, you know, we can do anything in here in any room at all. So, and it's cheap as well. So, and it's beautiful surroundings. That's me. But it does require a lot of effort. And for some of you, it may not be the easiest place to find as well. You know, if you're living down in the southeast like us, it's a long way, or up in Scotland. So what I'm basically saying, it's not just about the conferences. It's about, you know, why do we do something like this, particularly this week that's been so fantastic? Why do we just limit it to once a year? And I'm not saying we're putting any more conferences on, but it should be a sense of networking here. You know, there's a lot of people here who I've met before in other places, and there are other little groups that appear around the country and have celebrations and other and just teaching programs. But it would be great to have some sort of coordination so that we can all be in contact with each other, and so that we can know when say in Sheffield that Ginny is putting on something in December, and when I went there to speak, it coincided with something going on in London. So a lot of people who would have been with Ginny were down in London, and you know, not many people turned up, but probably because you know, if there was a network in place, then you would know who is speaking when and where, and make an effort to put it into your diaries and turn up. So that's what we want to do. We want to help all these groups around the country. We want to resource them with speakers that here. Not just the speakers that you've heard, but there are many others that even here that we know of who would be willing and able to speak on the sort of subjects that you've heard this week. So we want to empower them as well, and to help them and everyone else in that when they go to speak, they can have resource tables that we can supply the books for them as well. So people, you know, it's very hard to find these sort of books. You won't get in bookshops. They won't have me and Chris. Yeah, the bookshops, they don't stock this sort of stuff. You know, we're not Joyce Meyer or Benny Hinn. You know, we're not promising riches and health, and you know, we're promising a hard time. Look at Chris's titles. You know, Wake Up Church. You know, we're all going to hell. And the same with David with Sword magazine. You know, it doesn't get the distribution that it needs. So, you know, he needs agents that can, you know, represent the magazine around the country, and so this is perhaps one way we can do it. So we will be having regional meetings coming up. We're already arranging one with John Cluett in Scotland, probably one in Wales with Mike Fryer. It's just trying to get all this network set up. But it really is for all of you as well. We should all, you know, if you really feel that you want to be a part of this Hebraic church vision, then just contact me over the next few weeks. We will email you anyway to tell you more about it. But you know, let's just get something going. We will do a really fantastic website that will really draw everything together, and you'll be able to get resources through the website, news, you know, proper news, not the BBC variety, but you know what is really happening in the world that really matters, and it will be vetted. So there are a lot of news sources that are positive towards what we represent, but are dodgy as well. You know, there's plenty that go too far the other way. And we need to tread a balance to get the true news, not that that's coloured by prejudice and you know, misinformation and propaganda. So, you know, we want to be a safe place on the internet that you can send people to make, say, their home page, to know they're going to get the good news, they're going to get sermons, you know, free downloadable resources and details of who's speaking where and things like that. And plus a place where you can communicate with each other. Like a forum where we can put prayer requests, and it will be a closed forum, so it won't be for everyone to see. It will be just those of you with passwords, so you know that if you've got a prayer request or anything, it will only be those that you can trust who would actually, you know, hear you. So that's sort of our vision. I've made a commitment now to do this full time once I can get rid of Premier Colin. maybe July onwards, unless that just carries on forever. But that's up to the Lord. But the intention is, you know, is to put all that I can put into it, and I know there are others here who already said they want to be, you know, put some time in to help this vision too. So let's see what we can do together. I think that's probably what I want to say about Hebraic Church. Think it was Joe. Oh, she's behind me. You. Yeah. This is sort of a double act. I mean, I haven't thanked Joe, of course. I mean, wow. You know, Joe's been with us for so many conferences, and I think in very, very, very much of my situation is that Joe is really the heart of foundations. You know, I might sort of organise it, but Joe is the real heart. And you'll see that a little bit later when we have testimonies and people that Jo will handle. You know, you'll see, you know, her heart is just so enormous, isn't it, Dave? Yeah, the best wife in the world, apart from mine, who isn't. Is Monica here? No, she's not here. She's doing something else. yeah, so, Jo, have you got anything to say?
Yeah, a few things. Yeah, I've got a script here, actually.
We don't have to follow it.
Yeah, just let me just read this out. Steve is a really fantastic bloke.
That's in Dave's handwriting.
Did I get it right? No, we really have been blessed, haven't we? Yeah. The thing that I'm really excited about is here is a very special opportunity for us all. There's lots of people in the UK that are passionate about the Holy Spirit, and I'm one of them. There's lots of people that are passionate about the Word of God, and I'm one of them. But actually, the cohort of people that want both is sadly not as big as I'd like it to be. But here is a place where we can come and have the Spirit and the Word. And how special is that? And Steve, he was talking about Adam being ordinary and extraordinary here in his example, eh? He's just an ordinary bloke, him and Monica, but with an extraordinary heart and an extraordinary vision. And that's why when David read Steve's book, which one was it?
To Life, I think.
It was like, that's it. Yeah. Count us in. We're in for this. And what about you? As Steve was saying, you know, if you want to be part of this vision, then come be part of it. And it's so much more than a conference every year, although I really think that this conference is valuable for encouraging and feeding people who are particularly isolated. But I think it's going to be all so much more, and it's going to be a network of people doing all sorts of exciting things. Now, where's my Sword magazine? This magazine is gold. Now, I personally don't really read much, but I do more social media than actually reading a magazine. But looking at some of the stuff here, it's gold. And certainly I've talked to quite a few people this weekend who are here because of this magazine, and they say, this is what keeps me alive in my faith. But the burden for this magazine falls really very heavily on David. And talking to David this week has really got me excited and dreaming about the possibilities. We need to get this on social media, we need to get this on Twitter, and we were praying this morning, early, we were praying that there would be an army of helpers that come and help David. He needs helpers and he needs financial support. He's not said that to me. I've probed and I've said, how many supporters have you got? He needs supporters on a regular basis. Now, I know many of you are in stewardship. David is going to get set up in stewardship. Steve is already set up in stewardship. So we really need to give to these guys regularly. Just on the subject of money as well, this conference is run as cheaply as it possibly could, because Steve and Monica know financial burdens. But just to let you know that the cost of the conference that you pay doesn't cover everything. So there is a shortfall. So later on, when Steve's leading worship, we're going to have a collection, and that will be to cover the shortfall in the conference, and also to bless people, particularly people that have given so much this week who are full-time in the ministry. So people like Phil, you know, this is what he does for a living. David, you know, all these people, Steve, people who are dependent on this sort of ministry for a living, plus the shortfall from the conference costs. So please be praying, and try not to give 30 pieces of silver, a gourd slave. Be generous and give that as part of your worship to the Lord. So what else was there?
There's two things I've forgotten to mention. Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on now.
I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? I'm just looking over there. There are two other people I want to thank, because I did mention these two here, because you are new to it. But also Paul and Deb over there, because you know, every tea break they organised, and not once did Deb ever come to me and say, I haven't got enough people, do something, or whatever. She did it all in her own, you know, off her own back. So please, can you thank Paul and Deb for all the work they've done? Right. And the last thing, which I should mention, is my son, Johnny. Last night you saw this phenomenal light show that he did. Basically, he only planned that just from the beginning of the week, and it's all done with everyday objects. You know, there's no sophisticated equipment there apart from the projector, and even that's rickety and 10 years old. But like me, or rickety anyway. Johnny has just finished university, or just about to finish. He's got getting a degree in drama and theatre studies, and he's entering into ministry. He has a ministry partner who's another sort of actor type, and they are sort of partnering with Scripture Union to actually do this type of thing, and plus performance and such, going into schools and particularly young people, just, you know, spreading the gospel, just sort of reaching their own generation. And Johnny will also be helping us with Hebraic Church. We're going to be producing loads and loads of short 1 minute and 2 minute videos, what we're going to call 2 minute wonders or small wonders, just a way of trying to sort of get it out there and hopefully going viral, you know, perhaps. But with Phil as the cameraman and Johnny's acting abilities, we think. So all just to say that next week, him and his partner are going to work, do their sort of business plan, because Script Union are only financing them for 50%. So in a few weeks' time, you know, we will take the liberty of just emailing you just to show you what he's planning to do. So if you feel, you know, the Lord leading you just to help him on a regular basis, financially and through prayer, then that'd be really appreciated. You can see what he can do, and there's plenty more inside that body for the future, I tell you. So I think that's all I want to say.
A couple of things, actually. I've been asked not to say how utterly wonderful and sacrificial and serving Monica and Kate and Mike have been. So I'm not even going to mention it. I'm just going to move swiftly on. I'm not going to tell you how wonderful they are, and how much they've been dealing with things behind the scene. So much so that they've not actually been here very much, because they've been out there sorting out. So I'm not going to mention how wonderful they are. Okay. And then just one more thing. We're going to have an opportunity for testimonies and for kind of feedback and talking later on. So be thinking about what God has said to you this week and about what you'd like to be shared, just to give you pre-warning for later for that.
We hope you enjoyed that talk. To hear any similar talks from Foundation 6 Conference or any other of our conferences, please go to www.foundationsconferences.com. That's foundationsconferences.com. Thank you.